Why don't you just take a moment to take a breath? Close your eyes. And just come into your container, into your beautiful vessel that holds your soul so well in this lifetime. And take another breath. And begin to breathe down into your body, into your being, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, to your connection with Gaia here. It's probably a sandy bottom. And the connection to the beautiful source of Gaia energy that is around us here. And let that source energy, that Gaia energy, the energy of the water element, let that envelop you in a way that brings with it the healing that is connected to the messages here. Take another breath. And softly let that intention for healing, for opening, for the energy and love of the messages to permeate you, to bring exactly to you what you need right here, right now. And be an open vessel, a receiver of the divine source love, of the element of water and the energy of Gaia that is here. And the healing, the waves of healing and light that accompany the messages of wisdom and honoring and love.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy, your light, your brightness, your radiance, which is reaching over to California and down to Puerto Rico and up to Canada and all across the U.S. Dearest beings of light, we are so honored by your presence. We see that you came here by divine order. Even the people that are listening now, years from now, you came to this recording by divine order. You came to this space by divine order as you are wrapping the planet around with your light. You are wrapping the galaxies around with your light, connecting to the emerald grid, connected to the golden grid, and much beyond. And you are here, activating, learning, expanding within that new human that you are. We know that new human that you are is accompanied by the awareness of what you are doing, how you are presenting yourself, how you are accommodating this energy in this time and this place. So know that your awareness in you is the strength of you. Your awareness in that vibrational frequency is the strength of you. So it is time for you to become more aware. Aware that you are aware, yes? That is the new consciousness. So as you are aware that you are aware, I want you to be aware of one more thing. Add your awareness to your own habits, your own ideas, your own backstory, your own little voice that is telling you that you can't or that you won't or that who do you think you are, blah, blah, blah voice. We call that the blah, blah voice, huh? And every time you have that blah, blah voice, it is a purchase order to the universe. A purchase order to what it is that you are choosing to create. And we don't believe the blah, blah voice is really what you want to create, is it? Hello? No. Thought we might have put you to sleep. So understand that it is now about stepping into your presence. It is now about realizing some of those old stories that you have been telling yourself. It is time to let go of how many times you've had to hurt yourself in such and such an accident or such and such a place, or how many husbands or wives you had to go through before you got the good one, and all those bad ones were not so great and all the new ones are. All those old stories, just stop telling them. Just stop telling them, because every time you tell that painful experience, it is coming back to you. All that emotion, all that energy that we believe you wish to let go of comes back to you. Why? Let us make up a new story, eh? We are magnificent number eights, huh? Manifesting the universe that we are living in. We are expanding the universe as we are expanding ourselves with our own awareness. That is you. You are the illuminated ones who are aware. So it is time to think before you speak. We know that might be a surprise to you. It is time to feel before you speak. Is this feeling that old story that you don't want to expand? Well, that's when you take and shift your consciousness. Change your bracelet. You'll hear about that a bit later. You see, that energy that you are shifting reverberates out around you and wraps the planet as well. So as you are redirecting that little blah, blah voice in your head, the planet is also redirecting the blah, blah voice to be the heart-centered voice. You understand what we say? So we come to you from that heart-centered voice to your heart-centered voice. We've come all this way just for you. And we thank you that you came all this way just for us, huh? We love you deeply. We see you. We see who you are. We see your heart, your soul, your illuminated one. We even see your blah, blah voice. And we wish to help you integrate that so it doesn't blah, blah quite so loud. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the tradition to have these short channels at the beginning of the day, where we are now, and to reveal things that in these moments are germane to you. We have said before, we know who you are. I'm going to do something I haven't done before. I am going to explain something, and then I'm going to take something. It's information, and I'm going to take it from Adironda. We come from the same place. You want to know why there are so many differences, and the reason is the human doing the channeling, and the vessel that is here creates the different voice, creates the different information, but we are all coming from the same source of love, of teaching, of beauty. The things we want to show you that perhaps you're not aware of. Adironda has talked about the blah, blah voice. We have talked about it. We've called it something else, the noise, the residual. They're the same. Adironda has something else that might be taught, but I'm going to teach it first. Because I know what's in there. I know what's on the other side of the veil. I'm going to talk about the bracelet. All of you here are wearing some kind of bracelet on your arm that got you in to the meeting. Adiranda talks about the purchase order. All of you have that in order to get the bracelet, in order to get in here. And here you sit in three dimensions, enjoying not only the energy, the information, but of course, the bracelet, because it gets you in here after lunch, perhaps even tomorrow. The metaphor of the bracelet, you're wearing another one. It's the esoteric bracelet that the old soul got when you arrived from birth. Let me tell you, if there was an angel in the room, the day of the birth, out of your mother's womb, it would say this, look, he is wearing the bracelet. And the bracelet, esoteric, gold, glowing, is the one of the old soul who's going to see the shift. The promise of the shift was always there from the ancients. The possibility was always there. There was no sure thing. In fact, it looked like the bracelet wasn't even going to be used, because the planet was headed for trouble. The Third World War was almost going to be here. It would have been the last one for all of civilization. And it all crumbled. Almost at the last moment, the prophecies of the ancients began to sparkle and come alive. The bracelet that all the old souls were born with, that the angels could see, starts to glow. And the bracelet says, right place, right time, old soul, to walk through the shift with a purchase order. And the purchase order says this: you are permitted to awaken, to have new information, to learn how to do things you never could do before, because of the wisdom that you bring in through the Akash. Lifetime after lifetime, been there, done that, you're ready now to embrace the shift. And the ones who have said yes, because this is free choice, the ones who have said yes, so many of them listening to this in this room with this esoteric bracelet. Now here's what you don't know. It's so beautiful that those who wear the bracelet who would never be in this room are still affected by this energy, by you. You are a family of awakening old souls. To be in the room, to listen to these messages and more. There are those living with you and not living with you who are wearing these bracelets who have said no a long time ago. I'm not interested. I'm not doing this. And they're going to be pulled right into this energy with you. They're going to be affected. There cannot be any more fence sitting. There will be decisions you don't expect from those you don't expect. And there's more. And sometimes wearing the bracelet means trouble in your perception. Dear Kryon, I've walked through the new energy. I'm wearing the bracelet and I got sick. What is that about? I thought this was the new energy of health and all that. Let me tell you the truth. You got sick so you would stop. Look around. Be pulled to zero. Start again and know who you are. Did you notice that? There's nothing like it. We call it the Have a Little Fire Scarecrow event. Some of you are old enough to know what that is. It gets you to thinking about life and purpose, beauty, appreciation of what is around you, what works and what doesn't, healing that you can do yourself, coming back more robust than you were before with a new idea of who you are. Old soul, that bracelet was a purchase order you made on the other side of the veil that said, I'm coming in with it different. I'm going to be here during the shift. And you are. And the teaching then begins. What does the bracelet mean? What is it about? What have you agreed to do? Free choice means you don't have to. But those who have said yes, you start on a journey that takes you places you didn't expect, and some of those places are grand beyond belief. Learning all the way. With joy, benevolence, expectation, that is the purpose of the bracelet. You are here by design. And all of the things that are blah, blah, blah are the things you carried over. The bracelet allows you to drop them. You've got permission and you're wearing it on your arm. And which arm you're wearing it, you decide. Because right and left means different things for different people. If you want to know the truth, the bracelet is all around you. It is actually an activation of a different kind of energy within the Merkaba of your DNA. It's the field you carry around you. And those who can see the field know you're wearing the bracelet. A beautiful, beautiful permission of the old soul to finally awaken out of the cocoon that you've been in all of those lifetimes where there was no bracelet. You're special, beautiful, benevolent, magnificent human beings. This is the teaching, and all of that that surrounds it is how you can recognize it, see it, claim it, be it. These are the things we do. The woman sitting beside me is a very interesting soul. You might say it's a soul with a contract. We talk about contracts being written in invisible ink. You can change them at any time you wish. But she'll tell you a story about a change, so profound that there was no question of what she was supposed to do. My partner who sits before you had a similar event, not as profound as the woman, but still an event where he had to make a choice. But dear ones, both of us, the choice was obvious. The choice was there in front of us. Do you want to walk into the light or do you want to have an anchor around your foot? Because we recognized all that had come in our lives before was an anchor. And we were about to expand and fly. Every single one with the bracelet has the same choice. Think on that for a moment. That is the truth. It's metaphoric, of course. But it is the truth for everyone in here. How would you like to have control? Control over your aging, of your health. Discoveries that would be made for you on how to do things you could never do before. In these days, you're listening to many people, not just the ones on the stage, but the ones next to you, around you, who have discoveries for you, things that you didn't know. Friends, perhaps you will meet. Be alert in what you might find out that you didn't expect in this day and the next. For those listening, it's the same. When you walk out of your home, is it just to do another errand or just to go to work again? Or is there the potential anything could happen today that might change the rest of my life in such a positive way? I'm open to it. If somebody comes up and says, well, would you like to go over here today or tomorrow or the weekend? Normally you'd say, well, no, I have things to do, you know, I'm busy, you know. And I want you to stop and think for a moment. Is that an invitation that might change everything? It's not random, dear ones. These are invitations that come to you constantly to take you out of that blah, blah, and into something you don't expect, designed because you have the bracelet. Free choice. Comes at you from different places, different ways. Many of you already know what I mean because you sit in the chair today. It's enough for now. When I come back, I want to do something that I have not done before. I'm going to talk about a history of an energy, the development of something on this planet, a show and tell of how it became what it is, what you're returning to, and how beautiful it is. You'll see. And so it is.